Now, boys and girls, I wonder if you know what a martyr is. I'll tell you. A martyr is a man or a woman who dies for the cause of Jesus Christ the Lord. A man or a woman who is put to death on account of their faith and their belief in Jesus Christ the Savior. And in the Acts of the Apostles that we're now moving through as we move through the Word of God, we're told about the one who could rightly be called the very first Christian martyr. That is, the first martyr, the first man to die for his faith on the pages of the Word of God, now that the New Testament church had come into being in the Acts of the Apostles. In Acts chapter 6, we're told about how many, many people were believing in Jesus Christ the Lord in the city of Jerusalem. And so the apostles came to the people in the city, to the church in the city, and they said, here's what you must do. You must choose out seven men who are faithful men and who are able to look after all the affairs of the people. The apostles said, there are too many of the people now for us to look after in all the ways that they need looked after. So choose out seven other men who will be able to do all of the things that the people need. Because we must give ourselves to praying for the people and to the preaching of the Word of God. So the Church of God met together and they chose out seven men. One of the seven men that they chose was a man called Stephen. And Stephen, in fact, was to be the first Christian martyr. Stephen was the first man who was to die for the faith of Jesus Christ on the pages of the New Testament. What very simply happened was this. You remember there was great opposition. There was great hatred, in fact, against our Lord Jesus Christ in the city of Jerusalem. You remember last week I told you about how they took Peter and John. They put them in prison. They threatened them. They told them that they were never to speak in the name of Jesus again. But of course they did speak in the name of Jesus. And Stephen too, he spoke in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because as we read the Word of God, we'll see that Stephen was a man who spoke always about Jesus Christ the Lord. Well, of course, the leaders of the Jews didn't like that. And Stephen was brought before the council, that is the meeting of the leaders of the Jewish people, and they began to accuse him. There were false witnesses. There were people who told lies about what Stephen had really said. But the leaders of the people said, are these things true? Are the things that they're saying about you true? What do you think Stephen did? Well, Stephen very simply began to preach to them from God's word. And if you read Acts chapter 6 and Acts chapter 7, you'll see how Stephen went away back to the beginning of the Jewish nation, way back to the days of Abraham, and he reminded them how God had called Abraham to be his servant, and how he had come into the land of Canaan, how the children of Israel had been taken away down into the land of Egypt, and they were held in bondage, but how God delivered them out of the land, how he raised up Moses to be their leader, and the one who led them out. He told them all of these things. And then he told them this. He said, you see, our people in days gone by, they rebelled against God time and time again. They rebelled against Moses. He told them about David as well. And he says, now just as you rebelled against Jesus Christ the Lord, the one whom God rose up to be our deliverer, and our Savior. Now, the Bible says that when those leaders of the Jewish nation heard this, heard about this man, Jesus again, it says that they snarled at him. You ever see somebody snarling at something? And they were like mad dogs. They bared their teeth and they couldn't bear to hear about the name of Jesus. In fact, it says they put their fingers into their ear and they began to rush upon Stephen because he was preaching about the Lord Jesus. And I tell you this, boys and girls, you know, you can stop up your ears without putting your fingers in your ears. Those people put their fingers in their ears. But lots of people don't need to put their fingers. They've got kind of invisible fingers. And as soon as you begin to preach about Jesus and about sin and about salvation, they've got kind of like invisible fingers that go up and go into their ears. Well, these people put their fingers in their ears and they rushed on Stephen, and it says they grabbed him and they dragged him out through the gates of the city of Jerusalem. And when they took Stephen outside the gates of the city of Jerusalem, they threw him down on the ground and they lifted great boulders and they began to rain the boulders down upon Stephen. As Stephen was kneeling there, he said, "I see Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God." My, that made them all the more mad. And they took those great big stones and they just pummeled the body of Stephen until he fell to the ground dying. But as he was dying, he lifted up his eyes and he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then he said this. He said, "Lord, forgive these people for what they're doing." A tremendous thing. And you see, we speak well of him being the first Christian martyr. He died for the cause of Jesus Christ. And as he died in that way that was honoring to Jesus Christ. He knew that the Lord alone could receive his spirit. They would take his body and they would lay it in the grave, which they did. They were sorrowing. Said that they took him and they buried him. And they were very sorry that Stephen had been stoned to death. But he knew that although his body was going to be laid in the grave, his spirit, his real self, was going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us a very telling thing. I'll just mention this because it has an awful lot to do with what comes after the Acts of the Apostles. It says that while Stephen was being stoned to death, they took off their coats, they took off their cloaks, so that they would be free to lift these great big boulders and rain them down on Stephen. And it says that when they took off their cloaks, they laid them at the feet of a young man called Saul of Tarsus. And this young man, Saul of Tarsus, the Bible says, he was consenting to the death of Stephen. That means he was saying, in fact, stone him to death. On you go, stone him to death. Who do you think Saul of Tarsus was or became? Saul of Tarsus, of course, became the Apostle Paul. And there came the day in Saul of Tarsus' life when Christ spoke to him and when Saul of Tarsus became the Lord's servant and the Lord's apostle. But at that time, you see, he was standing, consenting to the death of Stephen. And it would seem later on when the Lord speaks to him that death of Stephen had some effect on Saul, because the Lord says to him, "It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." That means he was having pricks in his conscience. He was troubled in his conscience about Jesus Christ. And maybe that troubling in his conscience began that day, for who knows, when he saw Stephen dying for Jesus Christ and dying for Christ in the way that he did. "Lord Jesus," he says, "receive my spirit." Boys and girls, when we come to die, we must be able to say to Christ, "Receive my spirit." And the only way we can do that is if we know that we have received Christ to be our Savior to start with. So when you think of a martyr, someone who dies for the cause of Christ, the first Christian martyr, Stephen, who died for the cause of Jesus Christ the Lord.